Well, the Bloomberg administration is on a roll in its efforts to change the way taxis operate in the city. New York's highest court has ruled in favor of allowing livery cabs to pick up street hails in Upper Manhattan and the outer boroughs. This new class of cabs will be apple green and will hit the streets this summer. David Yaske, the commissioner of the Taxi and Limousine Commission, pushed for the measure and will now enforce it. He joins us now. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
So, you know, we know most New Yorkers have devised plenty of ways to get around. Why create a new breed of taxis for the outer boroughs?
Well, this takes what New Yorkers are doing already and makes it legal and better. About 100,000 times a day, New Yorkers in Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Staten Island already are flagging down cars just the way people do in Midtown Manhattan. The problem is that the livery cars that we flag down, they're not licensed to do that. So you flag down the car, first of all, you don't really know if it's legal or not. With a yellow taxi, you get in, you're comfortable, you know that the car has been inspected, that the driver has a decent record and has been drug tested and so forth. You know, there's a meter, so you don't have to haggle about the price every time. There's a roof light, so you know if it's available or not.
How much will these cabs be compared to a yellow cab?
Same. The metered price will be the exact same.
And so take us through how a rider will hail one of these green cabs. Same exact way as you would do a yellow cab? Or?
You got it. Lights on means it's available. You stick your hand up, it pulls over. And again, you see this now in the boroughs, but first of all, there's no roof light, so the drivers are constantly honking to get your attention, which is very annoying to passersby. And also, because it's not legal, it just creates a whole feeling of sketchiness. I find when I was talking to neighborhood groups about this, particularly women would say, oh, I don't like to flag down the black cars because it just doesn't feel right. Now it's legal, it's safe, it's the same caliber service that's available in Midtown Manhattan.
You know, yellow cab fleet owners had sued the city to stop this plan. Did the appeals court judges say why the city finally prevailed?
Well, sure. First of all, it's true that the big fleet owners sued, but yellow taxi drivers, the drivers' organization, supported it because they know that yellow cabs are only in Midtown. You know yourself, anybody who lives here in New York City, if you're in Brooklyn or Queens, you're not going to find a yellow cab. That's only in Midtown, downtown Manhattan. The fleet owners sued on a very technical issue. They said that the state legislature could not have passed this law without an authorizing resolution from the city council. The state highest court said absolutely not. There's 100 years of precedent that says the state legislature has this authority.
Now, the administration had a good day yesterday when it comes to cabs. A mid-level appellate court also lifted a temporary ban on an app that allows people to hail yellow cabs with their smartphones, so people will be able to be e-hailing cabs, at least while this lawsuit by livery car companies plays out. That's right.
You know, the Bloomberg administration is committed to technological innovation. When there's new technology available, let's get it out there so that customers can have the advantage of it. We did that with credit cards. You know, every taxi now has a credit card reader. I forgot to mention the new borough taxis also will have credit card readers. That'll be a huge improvement for passengers. Now in the yellows, more than half of people do choose to use a credit card, so we know that passengers appreciate that. Here we're taking the next step. Now that smartphones are so widely used and there are apps on the market that would let you use that smartphone to locate the nearest cab and flag it down, there's no reason not to put that in passengers' hands.
David Yaske is the commissioner of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.